It's Monday, which means that today is the day that I answer your questions about copywriting, marketing, business building, and more. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, and it's Mailbox Monday. Today, I have a question from Harrison on how to write copy that converts for lead generation, or generally, but especially we're going to be talking about lead generation today. So let's dive into Harrison's question here. So Harrison asks, for a little context, I'm 25, have two kids, a full-time day job, and a wife who goes to night school to finish her college degree. My side hustle is lead generation, and I do marketing for a solar company. I set up a lead generation, and then he gave a URL for the solar company and started pushing traffic to it, but I want to get as many people to convert as possible. I know that I need to write more copy and get better at copywriting, but it's hard because I don't have a lot of time to work on it other than after 10 p.m., so my question is, how can I write quality copy that converts when I don't have a lot of time? Now, if you, like Harrison, have a question that you would like to have answered in an upcoming Mailbox Monday episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, you can check the link in the description to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. That's breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. And you can submit your question for it to potentially be answered in one of these episodes. And by the way, smash that like button if you're excited to learn more about how to write copy that converts. If you want to know more about this, it tells the magical algorithms of the internet and me that you would like more content like this, and it tells the algorithms to share this content with more people like you who will like it and find it valuable. So again, hit that like button, tap that like button, smash that like button. Let's dive into the answer to Harrison's question.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
Okay, so I don't want to turn this into a full-on copy review because, honestly, that's a service where I charge. It's like the base price is $750, and that's going up. Yeah, but still, because he linked me to the website that where he's doing this lead generation, I started like reacting to that, right? So I have some notes here. Basically, what they're selling, like when you look at what they're selling, the messages that Harrison is trying to convey through this site is, see if you qualify, a representative is going to contact you, and he's selling hard. He's selling the battery backups on the main page, which is an upsell. It's an upsell to this service. And he's selling it pretty hard on the main page. So it's like, hey, you know, you want to see if you qualify for a solar installation, and representatives are going to contact you. And by the way, we're going to make you buy more. Ooh, that's like, this screams a salesperson is going to pester me. It screams that a salesperson is going to pester me. And like as a buyer, as a homeowner, actually, I have this negative impression of the solar industry that it's full of all those door-to-door salespeople who don't have a lot of other places to go to at this point. It's full of people who think that hard closing is like the way to do it, that I'm just going to get beat up if I try to like submit any information to one of these companies. And I don't want that. Like, I don't want to deal with that. I don't want the pressure. Like, I don't want the pressure of a sales closer. And honestly, like, I have thought in the last couple of months about installing solar on our house. So I'm probably a pretty qualified prospect. And if I showed up at a page that was like, here, solar, see if you qualify, we're going to contact you. Oh, by the way, you need battery backups. Man, that would not be what I would be giving my information to, right? Like, I would not be entering my information there to have somebody chase me down. So you have to sell them what they want. Sell them what they want. Sell them what they want. Like, the number one most important lesson for copy that converts is sell them what they want. You have to, like, figure out what people want and give it to them. Figure out what people want and give it to them. So, for example, one major thing that's coming about in the solar technology race, right? Like, the energy technology race, is that solar is getting cheaper as a source of energy. It's getting cost advantages as a source of energy. And so, number one, Like, how could you save X amount on your energy bill this year with solar, right? Like, save money, save money. And I'll tell you what, this winter is a great time to be selling solar because natural gas prices, I just saw an article that in Lincoln, our natural gas prices are going up 50% this year, 50%. And if your home is heated with natural gas and your energy cost is going to go up 50%, oh man, like that starts, you start to think about alternatives, right? So of course that would involve switching to an electric furnace or whatever, an electric whole home heater. But still, like, considering that energy costs are going up, natural gas prices are going up, electricity prices where fossil fuels are the fuel used to generate the electricity, that those prices are going up. And solar, like, the sun is not going to get any more expensive, like the sunlight. Solar, you pay once and it's generating energy for decades, right? So there's all sorts of save money advantages that you can start to lay out, especially if financing is available, and I will say that it is here. Reliability is something that you're going to want to consider. The point that they make about battery backups on this site is a very valid point, but you need to make it in a way where it doesn't sound like it's a like you're just going to upsell it to me right away. So it's something like, hey, you know, we offer a power solution where you will never have an outage due to grid failure. You actually assume that they're going to buy that battery backup because it's part of your solution. And so you sell reliability as a solution there. The environmental benefit, of course, some people care about that more than others, but solar is generally considered way more environmentally friendly than many of the other power generation options. So you can sell it on the environmental benefit, like, you know, make your own impact towards, you know, sustainable energy, like a sustainable energy future. Also, home value. I don't know the exact numbers there, like, but I would be doing the research for, do solar panels, does a complete solar system provide value to the home? Like, is it considered an investment in the home? And also, you may have an opportunity to sell electricity back into the grid. So if you can help them with that, if you can help them understand that that process, then you might actually have an advantage there. So it's all about this education into the benefits of solar and not just like, hey, you know, buy our stuff, right? So the number one thing that you need to do is sell them what they want. The number two thing that you need to do is remove any obstacles to response. And so, like, the number one obstacle to response that I have going to one of these sites is the fear that I'm going to get hounded by a salesperson. So that's a big obstacle to response. But also there are obstacles to response, like, what does the installation process look like? I'm just curious, like, what does that look like? How inconvenient is it going to be? How smooth is it going to be? What's it going to look like on my home? Is it going to be a big eyesore? Like, what's the installation process look like? What financing options are there? What is the paperwork going to look like, right? Like, I just kind of getting a feel of, oh, am I signing myself up for a bunch of government paperwork for any kind of credits or anything like that, as well as selling energy back to the grid? An opportunity to have questions answered, including FAQ on the site. Like, here are the most common questions that people ask about installing solar answered, right? So the two big things are sell them what they want and remove obstacles to purchase. Now, the one thing that I will say here, or remove obstacles to response, one thing I will say is the job of lead generation is not to make the sale. It's like the job of an email is to get the click. The job of lead generation is to generate the lead. So really your job is just to get their contact information and preferably to set up an appointment with somebody who is going to provide a consultation regarding their fit for solar energy in their home. So when you think about that, you... don't push hard for the sale. Don't try to get them to make a final decision. Really, your job is just to educate them enough and stimulate their interest enough such that they're willing to do a consultation, not specifically that they're like ready to buy and they know exactly what they're trying to buy, right? And you are going to get more leads if you make it about that education and stimulating interest up to the point where they're ready to have a conversation, not where you're just trying to sell them hard. Now, one great copywriting tool that you can use for this, and this is something that you can work on even if you have very limited time, is collecting and writing stories of customer success. And you can follow my PISA formula, and I'll just recap it really quick. Like, this person had this problem or challenge around electricity or getting energy installed in their home, getting solar installed in their home. Here's why it was agitating, and they decided they wanted to take action. So problem, agitate, invalidate. Here are the different solutions that they looked at and why they decided that those were not valid solutions for what they're looking for. Here's the solution that they decided on, which was our solar system. And action A, the action that they took, which would be they reached out to us and we helped them design a system that was a perfect fit for their solution. So problem, agitate, invalidate, solve, ask. And importantly, in the context of all of this, I will say that your offer is probably one of the most important things that you can change here, especially when it comes to lead generation. The most terrible lead generation offer, and yet the most common lead generation offer that I see is, oh, just call us and we will hound you like a freaking hound dog. and we'll beat you up until you buy, right? That's basically the offer that is being presented when you say, like, we'll contact you shortly, give us your information, we'll contact you shortly, or, you know, find out if you qualify. Yes, that, like, we're getting into something that's close to what I'm going to recommend. But the more it sounds like a sales pitch that you're going to get if you reach out, the lower your response rate is going to be. And honestly, like, even if you're focused on writing copy here, there's the old 40-40-20 rule of direct marketing. 40% is the audience you're putting it in front of. 40% is the offer that you're making. And together, those are 80% of the success of your marketing. And then 20% is how you're presenting the offer, the copy, the creative, right? And so getting to 100%, you get 80% of the way there by having the right audience and presenting them with the right offer. And improving your offer will almost always improve response, and it carries through to all of your copywriting. So the consultation, that first conversation with your salesperson, basically, but call them like a home energy consultant or home solar consultant or something like that. The consultation is the offer. And so the question is, how can you make that thing as appealing as possible? And I recently did a video about cheese versus whiskers and the Dean Jackson concept, more cheese, less whiskers, where anything that feels like sales is whiskers. It's a cat, right? And a mouse is genetically predisposed to run away from cats, but anything that feels like, oh, this is value, that's cheese. And a mouse is genetically predisposed to go towards cheese. And so as salespeople, as marketers, we say, how can we make our marketing feel more like cheese and less like whiskers? So one thing that you could do if you're just trying to gather email addresses could be a solar energy home readiness checklist, right? Like, is my home a good fit for solar energy? And it could be, you know, submit your email address and get our checklist. And then the call to action on that could be to schedule a free solar home readiness consultation. A free solar home readiness consultation, right? So they download a checklist and they say, yeah, that, yep. Okay, but we can't really know if it's a good fit until you do the consultation. Likewise, on the website, I might offer both of these. I might offer the checklist for people who are still, like, early in their decision-making process. And for the people who are a little bit further on, you know, have one of our solar, our residential solar experts come out to your house and determine how ready you are for a solar installation. So that's the free solar home readiness consultation, right? And we can actually come out, we can have a conversation with you, and we can answer all of your questions. We can help you identify what design would work best for your needs. And it's all about how can we meet your needs? And this person is a specialist in meeting your needs. It's not about sales. And importantly, like, you want to do as much as you can to try and make that first appointment feel like it is not a sales appointment. And like, you are almost anti-sales, even if the job, and everybody knows it, if they sign up for this, they know the person's job is to get you to have an installation of the solar system in your house, right? They know that that's that person's job. And yet, if the entire disposition of that person is, how can I help this person find the best energy solutions for their needs? And that's conveyed in your marketing, that's conveyed in your copy, that's conveyed everywhere, and that's conveyed in how that person talks to the prospect, that's when you're going to get the best results. And so use that as the lead generation. So the first thing I would say is sell a checklist. Sell, but you know, the way that they buy the checklist is with their email address. And then there's the consultation as the next level to sell, and give people the option of which one is the better fit. So where do you focus your time? Three things. Like if you have limited time, where do you focus your time? Number one, focus it on that better offer. Again, that's 40% of the response to your marketing is the offer that you're making. So focus on the better offer. The second place to focus, I would say, make sure you understand your people, understand people in general and your customers specifically. Like, what do people actually want with this? What do homeowners care about with solar? And there, I'm sure that there are a million places that you can look to start to understand how people talk about solar, why they're buying solar today, and like understand that and gather that information so that you can make good decisions about like, how you speak to them about it and like which benefits you're going to feature first, etc. It starts with understanding them and like really, really understanding the market. And then the third place to focus your time, and actually this kind of feeds back into place number two, is collecting success stories. People that are ecstatic about their solar installation, like what problem did they see it as being? What agitation led them to make a decision? Why did they consider other solutions invalid? What solution did they implement and what action did they take? Like, collect those success stories and you're going to get a lot of the benefits that people focus on by having those success stories. And the other thing that you can do is some of those success stories are going to feature different benefits, and so they can lead in, and all of those success stories together all are going to lead towards doing something like I mentioned, the free solar home readiness consultation, something like that. So it's all of those stories are going to be entry points for that offer. Okay, what do you think? Did you like that? Did you feel like you got a lot of value out of this? Can you see how this applies to your business? Tap that like button if you agree. And the magical algorithms of the internet will know to share more content like this with you in the future and to share this content with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly. And before you go, number one, can you leave a comment? Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10, how valuable did you find this and why? What were your action items? What were your takeaways? What were your insights and perspectives? How might you use this going forward? And finally, subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. That's breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Sign up for my daily emails Monday through Friday, including new episode of notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. One last time, I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I will catch you soon with your next episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.